We continue on with the Mark of the Beast scenario of Revelation, the 13th chapter. We have some more things to define. And we pick up with Revelation 13, verse 17. It says, "He provides that no one should be able to buy or sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name." Many people, in fact, I think most Christians, understand this to literally mean that you cannot buy or sell unless you conform and have the mark. Which means that you go to Walmart, and let's just say that society has moved to a totally cashless society, and that seems to be on the horizon. And you go to use your debit card or your bank card or your credit card, and it refuses it. The big computer refuses it, and you can't buy or sell. This is the scenario in many people's minds. In fact, through the years, as new things have come on the horizon, like the UPC code that has allegedly as the first and the middle and the last digit 6 and 6 and 6, and people are afraid to go to stores that had scanners because of this. And so there's always this fear that somehow this is going to be implemented under the table, and we're not going to be able to buy and sell. Well, I want to give you my opinion on the buying and selling. I'm not saying that this is the last word. But in Revelation, the 13th chapter, nearly every word or phrase is symbolic. Most of them are. And why is it that we take literally the buying and selling, that we can't go to the store and buy anymore, we can't get groceries, you can't get gas? Why is it we take that literally when so much of the other language in Revelation 13 is symbolic? So let's just see if the Bible can help us by interpreting this passage itself. We go to Revelation 18, which is the final call to come out of Babylon because Babylon is fallen. Now Babylon is Satan's kingdom. It stands for confusion and lies, deliberate lies to deceive. And God's saying, "Come out of my people that you do not partake of her plagues." Babylon has fallen. When it says Babylon has fallen, it means the grip that Babylon had on people, the hold, the deception is over. There's going to be an enlightenment just before Jesus comes. That's why Revelation 18 verse 1 says, "After these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illumined." There is an enlightenment that will happen finally. There was an enlightenment a few centuries ago which brought about the revolutions that gave us America. But now there's another enlightenment, and Babylon is undermined. The confusion is exposed. The Satan's system fails. And that's why it says that the merchants, verse 11, "The merchants of the earth weep and mourn over her because no one buys their cargoes anymore." Now, what would the cargoes be of the merchants of Babylon? Who would the merchants be? Would the merchants literally be storekeepers? No. If Babylon represents Satan's kingdom and confusion and lies, then the merchants are those who propagate those lies and sell them to other people. So the merchandise is the false beliefs, the false system, the false ideologies that have come out of Babylon. And it says that because of a great enlightenment in the very final days, many people's eyes will be open. They will no longer buy the merchandise. So, if the merchandise is the lies and so on, when we go back to Revelation 13 and it says no one can buy or sell, what that's actually saying is we will lose our freedom of religion. America is known as a land of freedom, especially freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of press, and so on. But we will lose those liberties. We're already losing the freedom of speech. They're trying to attack the Second Amendment, the freedom to bear arms, to protect ourselves. And by the way, that's the fundamental right that underscores all the other rights, because the government, when it takes away people's ability to fight for themselves, then the government can turn into tyranny and people can't do anything about it. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.